Hello and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short bite-sized episodes, I'm recapping Monday's main show, reflecting on the discussion and coming up with an action that you can take today. If you missed Monday's episode, please go back and take a listen. You'll find a link to it in the show notes. This week, I was joined by Nick Redman, who is a voice coach and director. Nick has spent nearly 20 years recording, speaking, and helping podcasters, speakers, and corporate professionals feel confident and at home on the mic. Nick's expertise has been featured on the BBC and Times Radio and in The Guardian, The Irish Times and Metro. As a voice coach and director, Nick works with everyone from startup founders to C-suite executives at multinational corporations, as well as household names and global brands, helping them refine their vocal delivery and connect creatively with their audiences. I found our discussion super, super interesting. I do a lot of speaking and you can always get better. We can always refine our speaking in all sorts of different situations, whether it be pitching, whether it be speaking on a stage, whether it be recording an audiobook or a podcast, or even in videos for socials. We use our voice all the time, so any tips to get more comfortable with it and be more impactful are very much welcome. I found it fascinating to learn just how many people hate the sound of their own voice and the fact that actually science is programmed to almost make us hate our own voices. And I think that the advice on that was pretty much to get over it and to listen to ourselves more so that we become more comfortable or more used to it rather than just avoid it. We spoke a lot about accepting our voices, accepting our accents, and I think Nick had a lovely phrase around calling it our fingerprint of our accent, which I really like because we all have so many influences around us that have changed or impacted our voice over time. So it was leaning into those and accepting those rather than being afraid or not liking our accents. There were some practical tips too about how we get our message out there in a clear and concise and impactful way, and thinking about things like our body language and how we move around a stage to also impact that message. I enjoyed hearing Nick's examples of great speakers that have impressed her over the years, and that does lead us to my take action for this week. If we're going to get better at something, we need to identify what good looks like. So my take action for this week is going to be to seek out some impactful speakers and learn from them. It might be that you're attending an event in the near future and there are a load of people speaking at that. So a case of identifying what is good and maybe what's less good about the people that you see on the stage. Or maybe you are a big TEDx fan and you want to spend a bit of time on the TED platform searching out some great speakers. I think we can often learn a lot from observation and identifying what good looks like for us. So for me, if I was watching a TEDx talk, for example, or someone on stage live, I would be looking at things like, how do they connect with the audience? What is it that makes me warm or not warm to that person? What are they doing? Is it the eye contact? Is it the body language? Is it the tone of their voice? Is it the way that they construct their stories? Is it how they make me feel? And how can I unpick what is impacting all of those feelings? Once you have identified someone that is impressive, it is going to be a case of identifying each of those elements that add up to that perception and thinking about what you can learn, what you can take from watching that person speak. Has it given you an idea for the way that you might want to construct a talk? Is it helpful to make you perhaps be more comfortable with your accent, for example? Whatever it is, there are going to be some takeaways from observing someone who is an experienced and confident speaker. So there we have it, my take action for the week. Go and watch someone awesome and see what you can get from that. As always, let me know how you get on and I'll see you for the main show on Monday.